To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Hey, hey, this is the Gothabilly Man, your friendly neighborhood beatnik, inviting you to join me for the Wrecking Hours Rockabilly Psychabilly radio program every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on the station Making Waves, WHFR.FM.
Have you ever considered a career in TV, radio, film production, or electronic media production? If you have, then now it's time to turn your dream into a reality. The Associate in Arts degree in Telecommunication at Henry Ford Community College is designed for the student interested in the career areas of advertising, public relations, journalism, and program production for radio, television, film, and multimedia. Both classroom academic knowledge and creative skills are combined with real-world assignments and experience so as to provide a solid foundation for the completion of a four-year telecommunications degree at a transfer institution. For more information about the telecommunications degree offered right here at Henry Ford Community College, contact Professor Susan McGraw at 313-845-9842 or sign up today by calling 1-800-585-HFCC or by logging on to hfcc.edu.
WHFR Dearborn.
That is Put Me on the Radio, otherwise known as the theme song to The Campus Connection. That means it must be the second Tuesday of the month. This is The Campus Connection, live now, not recorded, from Henry Ford Community College in beautiful Dearborn, Michigan. My name is Dennis, and I am joined today not by our usual host, Lindsay. Lindsay is, I want to say, on vacation. You know, this is sad. Lindsay and I are very good friends, and we do the show regularly, and we have a lot of contact. And I know she's gone somewhere, and she wouldn't be back today, but I'm not exactly sure where. I just know it's probably not at my house. She's somewhere else. But we are, as we sometimes are joined when Lindsay's out of town, we are joined by Kristen, who is here with The Campus Connection yet again. How are you?
Good. Hi, Dennis.
Do you know where Lindsay is?
Nope.
Okay, you didn't know she was gone. You're like,
No. She's on vacation.
Okay. All right, yeah. Good. I'm probably the Kentucky Derby. Right?
Yeah, what a race, huh?
Yeah, was it?
Animal Kingdom.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was not the favored horse, and
no.
He came back just from stretch way back. I mean, he was like way in the back, and he just came on through.
Seriously?
And got, yeah.
Oh, I this is
most exciting 2 minutes of the entire thing.
I have a ton of jokes for that, but the reality is, I do watch it frequently. I watch the Kentucky Derby. I enjoy it. I enjoy the Big Three. As they're, I guess they're known, right? What are they? Belmont, Preakness, and Kentucky Derby? Is that
something
right?
Something like that,
okay,
yeah. You know more there than I do.
All right, well, whatever I don't know, I make up. But I wasn't able to watch it this year. And, of course, it sounds like it was something I should have seen, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You too.
I actually had a brother who bet on it. And so he was really disappointed because his horse did not win.
Now, is this an event? Like, to you, as a family or whatever, do you guys get together? Because I know people that really take this.
No, it's not an event.
Do you know what I mean? You know,
yes.
The people that have the derby parties and
the
juleps?
Oh, I would love to do that, actually. I would absolutely love it. I love the Kentucky Derby. I love all the hats and the dressing up and the horses. And
well, you know,
and I actually like to bet on horses.
And it's an all-day thing, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
It's very common. I saw one channel had something, and they said, we're covering this from 11 a.m. until the actual race, which will be covered. I think it was on NBC. And they were just this big, and I people get really excited about this.
Yes, they do.
But Campus Connection listeners, I think, are expecting other things other than the commentary on the race. And I do, I wanted to talk about something that we always try to cover, as you know, and as our listeners are aware, we try to cover things that are going on at the school, but not only as they relate to students and faculty and staff, but also as they relate to the community, the surrounding community.
Exactly.
And one of the main things that we do, we're a college, and fall registration to open up. Spring term officially starts today. And but we can, you know, it's not too, you can never, well, you can get too early, but we're at a point right now where they're actually, they're looking for people online only registering for classes. I did that this morning, and this is kind of important because the, one of the classes I wanted was almost full. And I just thought,
oh, they fill up quick, don't they?
This is incredible. It opened on the 2nd. It's been 8 days. And one of the, you know what I mean? So people are ready. I'm sure there were people that, because one of the features that we have on our website is the ability to I guess, store would be the way to put it, to put the classes in the queue. So when you can officially start enrolling, registering, boom, it's already ready for you.
I love online registration. For anybody who has not tried online registration, it is fantastic.
No, it's,
I
mean, it's great.
Oh, it's so much easier than trying to come in and, you know, do it manually,
right.
I guess is
That's
what
the best
you would
way
call,
to put it. Yeah,
you know,
when you come in physically in person to do it.
Because the lines are long, there's people everywhere, it's just chaos.
And that's not unique to our school, everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just how it is. And so many people, because of the state of the economy for the last couple of years, so many people are coming back to school, unconventional students or non-traditional, whatever you want to call it, like myself. And so that's just how many more people are added to the mix. And then our school... We have like 30-some percent more people than we did 3 years ago.
Right. And everybody's retraining.
Everybody. Reinventing, doing these different things. So what Kristen said is extremely accurate. Doing it online is the great way to go. Now, you had to have registered here. So you'll have to physically come down here at some point, register, get your name in there, get a student number. And then I believe after that, it's just a matter of going online and getting your course.
Yes, that's a really good point. The first time you take classes here, you do have to do it manually. You have to come in and register and do all that.
Maybe talk to a counselor, definitely take a placement test. So there's some things that you need to get out of the way first, which is kind of cool because spring term is... You know, I was out there today. It's not much less busy, but it's still, it's not quite like it will be in the fall. So there's not as many people waiting, you know?
And summer as well.
Summer as well. Now, in-person registration begins June 6th. So
for summer?
For fall.
Oh, for fall?
For fall.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't that seem extremely early?
No.
No?
No, actually that's great because a lot of people are trying to, especially seniors in high school right now that are graduating, they're trying to get their ducks in a row for the fall and, you know, what classes they'll be taking.
Oh, I envy
and
them.
Boy,
not.
And boy, if you haven't thought of that already and you need to take care of that, really now is the time to start thinking about that and trying to do that.
It's weird because everything's in waves and some of them are, they get seem to get earlier and earlier. What I mean by that is there's a period where people apply for scholarships and there's a cutoff for that. There's a time when students, even here at Henry Ford, are looking to where they're going to transfer next year. And so there's a time, depending upon the transfer in college, that you would have to do that. Here at school, though, as of, like we said, the 2nd of May, if you are already a student or already registered in some capacity, you can go online, register for classes. This is for the fall. Spring started today, and I'm sure there's, if somebody said, well, I'd like to take some spring class, I'm sure there's some available.
Yes.
But it was going fast, and believe it, well, I guess this makes a lot of sense. Summer as well, spring and summer, a lot of the online classes are completely full.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about online classes
for
a minute. Can
we?
Sure. Do you mind?
No.
Online
your
classes.
Show.
No. Not.
If I call you Lindsay accidentally, just throw.
That's okay. You know, I'll just throw my water bottle at you.
Okay.
No.
Not that we have any in the studio.
No, of course not.
Okay.
So the online classes are fabulous if you are self-motivated. You can stick to a schedule that you have made, and you're able to be self-sufficient. People either love online classes or they crash and burn because they don't have that kind of
No, they give you enough rope to hang yourself, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But they're fantastic for people who don't have a lot of extra time to come into classes, you know, at predetermined times.
Now, what online class have you taken?
I've taken several, actually. I've taken a total, I think, of 9 online classes here at this college. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you, and you have a relatively high level of discipline, where I'm sure you got your stuff done. I mean, I know you well enough to know that you procrastinate sometimes as well. No, and yeah, welcome to my club. But I think it's really important to stress, don't wait. If you're going to take an online class thinking that you're going to skate, actually, I found that the actual work is a little bit harder. Not necessarily harder to understand, but there's a little bit more of it.
I found there to be a little bit more as far as reading and written material.
Sure.
You know, turning in papers, having more books to read or that you had to work from. So it definitely is worth checking out. Just try one semester.
Right. First. Yeah, good call.
But if you want to do an online class or a few of them, going back to registration here, you need to, the minute registration opens, because I learned this the hard way, the minute registration opens, you need to go into that system and register for those online classes, because they are full within about 24 hours to 48 hours.
You're exactly right. And we're dealing with a lot of that in the summer as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are new requirements. And I don't know all of the different policies. I will state this. One of the phases or one of the waves or whatever of the elements that you have to accomplish before you go to school, if you're looking for financial aid, is filling out your FAFSA. The FAFSA stands for
Federal
Assistance for Financial Aid, something like that.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
for financial student aid. And it basically, it's through the federal government. You can just Google FAFSA and it'll bring you to the site. And you have to get all that information in, and it's going to tell you what your family contribution is, which could be anywhere from zero up to X amount of dollars. I mean, it really is that much, and it's based on your income. But then that information goes right to the school. There's so many people are going back to school, and so many of these people require financial aid that
yes.
that's another thing. That's the first thing. Get it done. Get that done when you're doing your scholarship, you know, applications as well.
Well, because there's also loan assistance, too, that are available to return, especially returning students right yeah. now. So,
But contrary to what we all hear, there is a finite number of dollars. So it is first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
Most qualified, obviously, but whoever gets there first. And I forgot where I was headed with the FAFSA, but there is a lot of money available. And, you know, and if you're a resident of Dearborn or in the area for Henry Ford Community College, I challenge you to find a better deal for the quality of education.
Oh, yeah, and per credit hour, especially, yeah.
And even out of area, it's not horrible. But I've done a little comparing myself because my daughter was ready to go to college. And, man, this is really a good deal. You know, but anyway, there are certain things you have to do to make sure, talking to a counselor and things like that. Actually, Kristen and I know from our own personal experience, a counselor's great and it's necessary. But go to the department head. The department head, in my experience is here anyway, that person knows what credits you need, what will transfer, and will work with you. Counselors do also, but they're not as focused on whatever area that you're pursuing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. So the fall 2011 registration, it opened at midnight on May 2nd, and you can view all the fall 2011 courses. And when you go to the hfcc.edu website, and then you go to the web advisor, it's on the left-hand side. It'll say student email, web advisor, some of the things right there. It'll be on your left-hand side. It'll be a button. And then when you click on that link, go to search for sections. And it'll give you everything you need. It'll tell you about the particular courses. Believe me, it's relatively easy to navigate. And it will also give you the idea or give you the classes, particular classes you need for that degree.
And if you know what classes you want, they have an express registration
to where
you just type in.
Boom.
The section number, the class number, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it just brings it right up.
Well, that's what counselors use. And I was like, oh, man, they have a – no, we have the same ability they do. So if you know exactly what you're doing, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
All right. Sticking with the college, but moving – I want to cover this because this was – it's kind of a big deal. We have a lot of student clubs here on campus. I mean, a ton. And working with – I work with the newspaper as well as the radio station. And we cover these awards and we cover the different accomplishments of the clubs. And there's some people doing some real cool stuff around here. And I was asked to be on the selection committee for the Student Club Achievement Awards. And they were last week.
Nice.
Yeah, it was kind of neat. And I got to meet some people.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Well, I was doing the selecting. I did nothing. Hey, I'll do that. If that deserves congratulations, then yeah, I get them.
I can make really big bubbles with my gum. I was chosen as... That's best in bubblegum chewing.
I'm thinking that that's not a club yet.
Oh, we need to work on that.
Yeah, welcome back,
all
days.
Of you who want to be in a bubblegum chewing club.
So I wanted to
let me know.
Yeah, call 555. So these were the Henry Ford Community College 2011 Student Club Achievement Awards. I just want to go through these really quickly. We presented the awards already, and we had, and I'll go in order, Distinguished Student Leader Awards. And these were people on campus that were, most of these people, I'm looking at the names, they were all either president or vice president, probably founded these particular clubs if they're new. And like I said, they're high up in the club, and these are Distinguished Student Leader Awards. Shannon Carey, Kelly Featherston, Hussein Muhammad Hashem, Monia Ibrahim, and Garrick Smith. And there was an honorable mention for Felicia Harper, Kristen Humbles, Linda Rayburn, and Jennifer Donowski. And that was all for Distinguished Student Leader Awards.
Congratulations.
Yes. Jennifer Donowski, she was just named the new business manager for the Mirror News. So she did. She applied for that position, interviewed, and got that job. That's kind of cool. Distinguished Student Club Faculty Advisor. These are actual teachers here that that work with the clubs themselves as the advisors. Geraldine Grunow, who's had a wonderful letter she sent to the editor for the Mirror News last issue. Steve Murrell, Talat Pasha, and Richard Teeple. You hear that name a lot,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
You know,
I get mistaken for that sometimes.
Sorry, Mr. Teeple, I didn't see you standing there.
Yeah.
He is the advisor to the Ice Carving Club. And he's one of the chefs in the hospitality and the culinary department here.
And the Ice Carving Club is so cool. So I guess kind of like the whole point here behind the student clubs is once you are involved after your registration and you do all that, you really should check out some of these student clubs and activities that are going on. I mean, in the fall, in the spring and summer, they're kind of...
almost like in hiatus.
Yeah, they're a little bit in
hiatus.
They're
hybrid. They're sleeping.
They're taking a break.
They are. They deserve it. It's a well-earned break.
But then come fall, they have Welcome Back Day. So if you're registering for fall, you can come in and just meet and greet with people who belong to all these different clubs here at HFCC and really see what they're all about and find your niche and who you want to hang with and what you want to learn.
It is. And it's something that you can, this is one of those things where you can sign up for more information. It's kind of weird, I know. Welcome Back Days is a great event. It's just so many people are here for it. Because it's right here in the Student Center. I remember my first student days, Christine, I'm not shy, but little bit overwhelming. There were so many people, but there was more information than I expected as well. So I guess that you have to kind of keep the shy stuff at home on that day. but there's a lot of information. You're going to actually meet the people that are in the club. Often they're the founders or the leading members. But by the nature of a community college, there's a lot of turnover. People stay here for a year or two and then they move on. Well, some people do. Does my voice sound familiar?
Except us.
Yeah. Well, they lock the door and we don't have a key. Anyway, yeah. It's funny because this started as a club, did it not? Wasn't WHFR originally a club? And that was
way 26 years ago, over 26 years ago, actually.
Yeah.
Because it was a club for a little bit before.
And then it was just, and I think it was just radio enthusiasts got together and it just kept growing and growing. And here we're sitting in a state-of-the-art studio. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. And we get to bring programs like this. You're listening to HFCC Campus Connections here on the forum. It's here every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. And we will be right back after this with more information about what is going on in your community here in the Dearborn area, as well as more of what's going on here at Henry Ford Community College. So please... do not turn that dial. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
We will be back.
This is 89.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Day and evening classes for the spring 2011 semester here at Henry Ford Community College start Tuesday, May 10th. Enroll today on campus or online at www.hfcc.edu. That's www.hfcc.edu.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything? Packed your bags and left. For a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? prepare a meal with food you helped grow, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
If you are passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
This is an official station of the MAEB.
MAEB.
The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
WHFR.FM would like to thank everyone who pledged their support to us during Radiothon 2011. If you missed it, make your tax-deductible donation online now at www.whfr.fm. That's www.whfr.fm. And again, thank you for your support.
Impact is a public affairs talk program every fourth Tuesday of the month from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., where we take an in-depth look at nonprofit organizations, events, and people who have taken up a cause to make a positive change in our communities and around the world. Right here on 89.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
This is the Campus Connection on
WHFR.
Yeah, woos and boos for Campus Connection. You know that theme song? Thank you, Mitch and Anthony. Both of them go here now. They wrote that. They were at, I think, juniors in high school at the time or seniors in high school. They wrote that for us. Lindsay and I were like, man, we really need a theme song. And they're like, here you go. I mean, like, literally, it was like they wrote it while they were talking to us.
And, that was awesome.
It was. They're great kids, and they're here now at Henry Ford Community College. I just want to really quickly finish the Student Club Achievement Awards. We finished with Richard Teeple as Distinguished Student Club Faculty Advisor. He got that award. Then we had the Outstanding New Student Club Award. Amnesty International, I mean, makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Huge global organization, and we have a really very, let's say, ambitious chapter here, led by Batul Saad, who we'll hear her name later also. Batul works with the newspaper.
She's dynamic.
That doesn't even, yeah, exactly. But she's one of those people that if something, I'll do it. Remember that? We used to be like, then you get older and you get tired.
No, it's like a nap time.
No, it's like, they go, who will do this? I go, where's Batul?
Yeah.
Anyway, she
who
found.
Who can I pawn this off on?
Oh, I don't say it that way.
That's what you're thinking. I'm your inner voice, Dennis.
Absolutely.
Dennis, you're getting hungry.
All right,
back to the awards.
Yeah. Well, listeners know that we end the show with that. I have a feeling we're going to have a little more detail today because we have something really cool coming up at the 5101.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Batul, for Amnesty International. It's growing. It's like one of those clubs that just every meeting they add one or two people. And that's cool. You know, and some of these fizzle out. Let's face it. Some clubs, they start great and it sounds like a great idea. And then there are people that are like, a club to, find straw isn't as fun as I thought it'd be, you know, or whatever. Okay, that was a really bad example. The next award.
Find straw? Is that what you just said?
I was really reaching.
Yeah, you were reaching.
Yeah,
wow.
I can do better. Outstanding Student Club Award goes to the Community Service Club, the Ice Carving Club, and the Muslim Student Association. Honorable mention to the Astronomy Club. Community Service Volunteer Award, Hadi Abbas, as well as Susan Foley and Nicole Jackson. And then honorable mention goes to Surya Baydoun, Anna Romo, Robert Savage, Blair Whiteside, and Virginia Wilhelmy. And the honorary award, which is given each year to an advisor, an instructor, somebody at the college, basically based on their body of work, not just, oh, you're a good advisor or you have
you
a great
funny.
Club.
You're a funny yeah. advisor.
You're a great, it's, but it's
you
their
should
entire,
get an award.
And that goes to Paul Rogers, an English instructor here at HFCC, and also the Diversity Club advisor. And that is Anne.
Nice. Yeah. Well, congratulations all to man. All those fantastic HFCC students.
You know what's really cool is
I'm
that
sure they're going to move on to wonderful things.
They are. And mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of them, they're part of the honors program, and you know that says a lot right there. But I'm on the selection committee, and I had to announce the outstanding new student club as well as the clubs in general, outstanding student club and outstanding new student club. And I'm sitting next to the keynote speaker, a gentleman, his name is Farhan, and he went to school here in 2001. He was actually the one who founded the Muslim Student Association, the MSA, and this guy was incredible. Seriously, he worked on the paper. I don't think he was part of the radio station, but he did so many different things. A week prior to the student association, the club awards, he was in conference with some of Barack Obama's advisors and campaign people. I mean, so the kid, and he's a kid; he's not quite 30, and he's out there doing these things. He was just accepted for his grad school work at Harvard. And he went up there, and he's the keynote speaker. And you have to remember, this is in the wake. Farhan is Muslim, and this is in the wake of that Pastor Jones coming to Dearborn and kind of mm-hmm. making a big deal that has been recognized worldwide, right? And just this is a little anecdote, but do you remember that the Pastor Jones had to pay a $1 fine?
Yeah.
And he, instead of paying, he said, no, and he sat in jail. And they had pictures of him in the paper going to jail.
Right.
And then you know that he did eventually pay it.
Right.
Do you know why?
Uh-huh. Well, it's because somebody else was going to pay the dollar that was Muslim.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
It was Farhan's brother or a father-in-law that was going to pay it. So we're talking about this story, these things that are going on. He said, yeah, I know that my father-in-law was the one and he wouldn't let him pay. So somebody else was going to pay his dollar. And he said, oh, no, you're Muslim. I can't let you. And
then
he
went, geez.
I know. And this the opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of anyone here at the college. I'm not slamming Pastor Jones, although I think everyone agrees he may have an agenda. But I just thought it was really interesting. And then Farhan goes up and he speaks and talks about wonderful things, diversity, respect, wonderful things that, if you think about it, the leaders of these student clubs really embody these principles.
Right.
You know?
And this is somebody who started out just coming here as a student, started to get involved, do all these different things, and now he's this fantastic local community grassroots kind of organizer and leader and works at, I mean, he's fantastic.
And he's a consultant. You know, you hit the nail on the head, and he's talking about but the fact that he was part of this little anecdote that we had brought up through his father-in-law, I just looked at him, I was like, come on, I mean, that's a great ending, but is that true? You know? And it turned out it was. Okay, I wanted to move on to, this is something that's going on, it's coming up in May. It is actually sponsored by the Sierra Club of Southeast Michigan. And Kristen, as you know, and they have their sustainability panels on a regular basis.
Correct,
and they're here
yes.
right at the college mm-hmm, now mm-hmm. at the SME building. Jay and I take part in these. Wonderful opportunities to learn new ways to conserve energy. We all, myself included, thought it was a really, really expensive thing to, you know, and in many cases it is. Some things that you do to be more green do cost a lot of money.
Right. You got to look at the
bigger picture.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Short-term expenses could mean long-term savings as well as helping the planet. So anyway, I'm not going to preach, but I did learn a lot at these. Chris is like, really? You're not? We're too late.
I was getting ready to start clapping my hands.
Yeah, really? Go. Anyway, we learn a lot of these. Well, this Sierra Club is a big part of it. Cool Cities. And they've actually changed the name. It's now the Dearborn Sustainability Coalition.
Woo!
Yeah. Doesn't that all sound really, really? That sounds cool. No, but they do a lot of great things. And they'll have Dave Norwood, the sustainability coordinator for the city. He comes by frequently, if not to speak, then to be part of it in the discussion afterward. Well, the thing that's coming up here on the 14th of May, oh my gosh, that's this Saturday.
Yeah.
It's from 9 to 5 at the SME building, which is right here on campus. Society of Manufacturing Engineers building. Used to belong to them. We bought it. Now we lease space back to them. It's right along Ford Road, so it'll be on the north part of campus. From 9 to 5, the International Roundtable on Nuclear Threats to the Great Lakes and Transition to Clean, Safe Energy. That's a lot to say. So it's it's a day-long environmental summit in Dearborn, and it looks at the dangers from nuclear power and how to move toward cleaner energy, all of the different options that we have. The Sierra Club of Southeastern Michigan is hosting this roundtable from 9 to 5.
So is it just open to the general public?
It's
can anybody just
it is,
hop on in?
There's a cost. And this is such a big deal. And the cost is $25 in advance. Now, then it does include lunch. And
what are they serving?
Man, that should have been my first question. Well, this is $25 in advance or $30 at the door, but students can attend for only the $5 to cover lunch.
Oh,
so
nice.
Whatever they're serving is $5. All right.
Okay, nice.
But that's incredible. So students, anybody that can hear my voice, prove that you're a student for $5. You're buying lunch.
You
and then
can come have lunch.
And then you have, please stay for the conference because this is some pretty important stuff.
So it specifically relates to the Great Lakes.
Specifically to the Great Lakes.
And what Michigan is doing or what we can be doing or just looking at all these different options. That's what... For the energy and
options to as opposed to nuclear,
correct?
Is that what you're saying? Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Because remember, it wasn't that long ago that we thought, "Oh, what a great idea!" Because nuclear energy, it was all contained in one building, hopefully, right?
Right.
Barring any catastrophic disasters, but it was because it was contained, it was considered clean, and it was efficient. And it wasn't inexpensive, relatively, you know. And then in the big picture, we thought, well, we're not using coal. You know, we're not creating more pollution, so this is a great way to go. Well, it wasn't. We know that there's a lot of downfalls. And I'm not going to get into all the downfalls, but I do know that it takes a lot of years before one of those things can be officially retired. In other words, it's going to sit there for a lot of years. When I say a lot, more than 100 that it will sit there and we can't touch. It has to be completely sealed and we can't do anything with that building.
Wow.
You know,
I didn't know that.
I mean, there's a lot of years. I mean, I want to say more than 200 years that we cannot do anything. So Fermi too, when they decide that they're not going to use it anymore, and they may go that route when we look at all the things that are happening in Japan and all over, right?
Well, now, is that why this is all being brought out? Out there is because of what happened in Japan.
It has
and
to be.
Because it's getting a lot of national attention. I don't mean just this particular conference, but I mean all over. There seems to be this whole resurgence in looking for nuclear energy alternatives going on right now.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
And I would imagine it's got to be because of what happened with Japan.
I mean, we still don't know what's going to happen there.
Right.
We don't know.
Still.
I mean, because unfortunately, some of those effects do take years and years and years before they become symptoms. And then, you know, and it's a bigger issue. The Sierra Club, this International Roundtable on Nuclear Threats to the Great Lakes, I get tongue-tied on this title. This is the International Roundtable on Nuclear Threats to the Great Lakes and Transition to Clean, Safe Energy. There you go.
Okay.
It's going to include speakers from the United States and Canada, and this is all according to the organizer, Ed McArdle. He's a Melvindale resident, but he organized this. Sign-up is available through www.michigan.sierraclub.org. And then you can go right on the link that says SEMG. But that's michigan.sierraclub.org. And McArdle said, I think it's going to be a big event. He was hoping to attract 100 people. Unfortunately, the venue only holds 120. But no, Jay said they were going fast. As of just over a week ago, there were only 30 spots left. So that's pretty good. And as McArdle said, there are many pressing nuclear issues right now, and public education is critical. Absolutely. Especially when you're considering the Great Lakes. This is drinking water for 40 million people, he said. Okay. Yeah, I think
yeah,
we should pay attention.
Yeah, we should probably be paying attention to what's going to be happening to our lakes here.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity. Again, $25 in advance, but if you're a student, it's just the $5, and that's really for lunch. So basically, it's free for students.
And it's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday, 9
right here on the campus. So if you're interested in coming, please make sure to do so. Do you have is there a contact number or email
that
or
email,
something?
Well, the website, michigan.sierraclub.org. You can sign up right there. That's where they want us to sign up. You know, and they... Actually, there's a phone number we can give out as well for Ed McArdle, and that's 313-388-6645.
So there you go.
All right, cool.
So if you're interested in attending that, and you can always, too, just call the college as well and probably go through the website if you need more information as well.
Yeah,
about this. A lot of the things we're talking about, the website is a great resource as well, hfcc.edu, to find out exactly what's going on here on the campus. So
yeah, and it doesn't. It's right under the news or the events category. And this mm-hmm. was also covered in the Dearborn Press and Guide. I got some information about that. It's just, no, you're right. This something happened. Everybody always knew nuclear wise, well, if something bad happens, well, that would really stink. You know what I mean? No, I'm not trying to make light of it. Then something did happen. Something that we couldn't control.
It became a reality.
And it became a reality.
Right.
So now they're waking up and we're looking at, I mean, the Great Lakes are beautiful, but there's a lot of purposes, not just to go, oh, that's pretty, you know?
Right. Well, actually, it's funny you should bring that up, because I was vacationing up in Northwest Michigan.
Okay.
Sorry.
Traverse City?
Lower Peninsula area.
Okay.
No, it was actually around Muskegon.
Okay.
All kind of up and down throughout there. And there was a big proposal going on about putting wind energy generators out in Lake Michigan. Like, you know, the big wind.
I remember that.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
Yes, yes.
And unfortunately, I think a lot of the residents in that area got really way too quick to oppose such an option. And they were just protesting like you wouldn't believe. Oh, they're going to ruin our lakes. Or, matter of fact, I even saw a painting that one of the local artists had did that was for sale. And it showed these huge white windmills like blocking sailboats from going through the Great Lakes and all that. And I was going, well, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
that is not the whole idea. I mean, these were going to be 3 miles off the shore. Okay, they had them like really close. All they were going to be, or not 3 miles, excuse me, but it was quite,
right?
You know, quite far off the shore of the Lake Michigan shore. Whereas you wouldn't even really, it wouldn't be a hindrance to the beauty of the
right.
lake or what was going on, and it was going to bring a ton of needed jobs into that area and bring a different cleaner energy source to the area.
It's like winning on so many levels,
right? And unfortunately, I think. You know, a select group was able to, you know, they have money behind them. They all have $1 million homes on the bluffs, and
sure.
they were the loudest about it, you know, because they didn't want their Lake Michigan ruined for the 2 weeks of, or 3 weeks of the year that they spend there, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed. I think, and my whole point here is that if you're going to be looking at alternative energy resources, you need to be open to a
Absolutely.
Little bit of change. Okay, this they were not proposing thousands of windmills out
right.
there trying to. I mean, there was plus, you know, they're pretty big. You're not going to run your boat into
no,
them.
No, have you ever
you
seen
do,
a windmill
you need
farm?
What's a DUI for a boater? if you run into one, then
I think still be a DUI.
I think the water dogs need to talk to you.
Yeah, the water dog. Have you ever seen a windmill farm?
Yeah.
They're so cool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
That's why I was like,
awesome.
Man, when I mean, it's kind of lame when there's no wind. I'm not going to lie to you. But you generally on Lake Michigan, I would say there's a lot of wind.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, that's sad. Were you up? Yeah. Was that by Ludington, too?
Yeah.
Now that's I love that area.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, kind of up there. So, I mean, on one hand, I get the point of keeping, you know, let's keep the lakes beautiful. But it really wouldn't distract, in my opinion, from the beauty of the lakes for the greater benefit of what it would be, you know,
yeah.
helping. Because now we're talking about, you know, possible nuclear energy eventually destroying the Great Lakes and our drinking water
exactly.
and what's going on. So, let's weigh those a little bit.
See, I would have liked to have been there and maybe, I don't know, whatever. I have ideas on it. But see, I'm not as well educated as I should be on these things either. So I'm not.
Oh, it takes a lot of time and effort to get educated on things,
yeah.
you know?
Well,
so,
you know, and are you familiar with
a lot of
us
are working full time trying to raise kids,
exactly.
doing things or whatever, you know?
And,
so it's hard.
And it's funny because it's my kids that are the ones that remind me, Dad, don't throw that away, recycle it.
Yeah.
Really? Do you ever get that at your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they are teaching them in school, and that's awesome. And I don't mind. Okay, a couple times it irritated me, but, you know? But anyway, all right.
All right.
So that's this Saturday, 9 to 5, Michigan.Sierra. What is it? Sorry. Michigan.SierraClub.org. And they're really cool people there. They put on a lot of good stuff. And it does include lunch. The Henry Ford Community College Mike Adrey Golf Tournament. there's two things here. The tournament supports student scholarships, and we'll talk about that first, but there is an online auction that just opened, which is kind of cool too. They raise a lot of money. It blows me away. And this is going on May 18th at the Dearborn Country Club. What does this say? Presented by the Member Focused Community Credit Union. It's going to hit the links to provide critical funding. It's $1,000 scholarships for local high school students seeking a college education. They do this every single year. We said the event brings together community leaders, friends, organizations, and companies to support the academic endeavors of students who seek a college education. With more than 19,000 students enrolled at HFCC, the college offers an exceptional pathway for area residents to pursue their college education as well as prepare for new positions. Interested golfers may sign up for the morning flight for only $200. Or for the afternoon flight for $250. Attendees will play 18 holes of golf, receive breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and all evening activities, including wine tasting, entertainment, and a silent auction.
Wow. You get all that for $200?
Or $250
for the afternoon.
Yeah.
So for $200, you get breakfast, lunch, dinner, wine tasting,
entertainment,
golf.
Golf. 18 holes of golf at Dearborn Hills. Or Dearborn Country Club. That's awesome.
Right.
And then tournament sponsorships are available. Please call 313-845-9880, 313-845-9880, or visit adregolf, all one word, no spaces, .com.
Wow, I might dust off my clubs for this one.
Seriously? Yeah, that's right. You do. You do golf.
It's been a long time, but, you don't have to do well.
No.
To participate.
It kind of works in your favor if you don't. But there is an online auction that the online auction site for the Henry Ford Community College Adre Memorial Golf Tournament is now open. It runs through May 13th, which would be what, this coming week?
Friday.
Yeah. No.
May 13th is Friday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And then the live event takes place May 18th, obviously, at the Country Club, Dearborn Country Club, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. All proceeds go to the HFCC Foundation in support of student scholarships. So, again, you can go there. You can spend the $200 or $250 for the just all day, like you said, 18 holes of golf. They're going to feed you. It sounds like a lot of good food, wine tasting, entertainment, and then the silent auction. The online
We're Americans. We love things that include food.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's almost getting to that time. Let's see. So let me just please, to bid on an item, please visit. And this is a long, just go to our website because there's stuff all over because it is a really super long biddingforgood.com. But then there's a bunch of // after
it. So if you go to hfcc.edu and click on the Mike Adre information, it'll take you right to the online bidding.
It's literally
all the fun, wonderful things you can bid on to help all these students who are trying to register for classes and pay for those classes.
And some of these things, sports memorabilia, dining experiences and spa packages, that's pretty cool. This isn't just like taking money out of your pocket or writing a check and going, which is good in itself. That feels good. You're actually getting something out of this, which feels really good.
Which is people donated all these items for you to do that. So you should just go ahead and take advantage of it.
Take advantage of it.
You know, they want you to be able to do that. You're listening to the HFCC Campus Connection here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And we will be back right after this, continuing on with HFCC Campus Connection. 89.3 WHFR.FM, station making waves.
American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to keep harmful secondhand smoke out of our public spaces and workplaces. And fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. We're fighting for a day when kids no longer battle airborne poisons in their own homes or the fear of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. Join us in the fight. Visit fightingforair.org and read about just a few of the many ways the American Lung Association is fighting to protect the air we breathe, both indoors and out. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Henry Ford Community College has a medical practice clinical management degree program that will prepare you for a rewarding career in the exciting field of healthcare. You can earn a certificate as a medical office assistant or a two-year degree in medical office management. For more information, give us a call at 800-585-HFCC.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Have you ever had dreams or visions that did come true? Have you ever experienced deja vu? Has your intuition provided you with a clue on what to do? Or are you simply interested in something exciting and new? If so, check out Metaphysically Speaking every third Tuesday of the month from 1 to 2. Only on WHFR.FM, the station that is celebrating 25 years of broadcasting.
Welcome back. This is Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection, where we talk about things going on at the school and how they relate not just to students, faculty, and staff, but the surrounding communities as well. I'm Dennis, and I'm joined by Kristen, and we are talking about, I brought up Atul Saad's name earlier.
Yes.
And she just impresses me, and I'll tell you why. She is, and this is an article by Gary Irwin from the college, and it was on the website and a press release. HFCC HFCC Honors Program students selected to 2011 All-USA Community College Academic Team. Honors Program student Batul Saad of Dearborn is one of only 20 community college students across the United States and the only Michigan student to earn selection to the 2011 All-USA Community College Academic Team. Kristen, this was so frustrating because I knew about it, but we couldn't say anything. USA Today had the exclusive, whatever you want to call it, to tell everybody. And they met down in New Orleans the first weekend in March. And they met down there for actually getting this honor. And then they debuted in an issue of USA Today. So one of our issues in the Mirror News came out right before then. We couldn't even talk about it, which was really frustrating. But she went down there. More than 1,600 students from 800 community colleges received nominations for this prestigious recognition. USA Today, Phi Theta Kappa, and the American Association of Community Colleges present this honor each year. So congratulations, HFC Honors Program student Batul Saad, who I'm proud to call my friend. And she just is just an absolutely amazing person. And this is so well-deserved. You met her briefly.
Yes, she's fantastic. Like I said, she's dynamic. She really is. A lot of energy, a lot of vision. She's going to be one of the leaders in our future, that's for sure.
It started Amnesty International, and you know, it's funny, people like that, it's not, of course there's intelligence. I mean, that's almost like a given, right? But it's not just that. It's not, you know what I mean? Socially, she's really, she's a great communicator, very likable. So yeah, there was the whole thing there, and I don't know. You just don't meet people to that degree that are like that very often. So again, congratulations.
Well, and generally that's why they end up being leaders,
right?
You
good
know,
point.
It's because they have all those qualities. I mean, can you imagine though if we all had those qualities?
Yeah.
Then you and I would have to be leaders.
Yeah.
No, we'd be like button heads with all the other leaders.
No. I know. I think that what we would do is I think we're wise enough to see that everybody's like that, and we would dumb ourselves down a little bit so that we would, you know what I mean?
Hey, you do it.
No, I'm tired. you know, and everything.
Oh, I think you'd be much better than
no,
me.
Oh, no, I saw you.
You go ahead.
Better
no.
last time.
No, but she really is that much better, and she really is, I mean, well-deserving of this wonderful recognition and award.
Just a monstrous award. Yep. Yep. I know, gosh, we're winding down here. I wanted to bring up, and I know this, even though this isn't until the middle of June, we do plan on being able plan on having a couple of the people involved on the next show, the Campus Connection in June. But until then, the One Act Play Festival is coming up. And I know that you have a little bit of a background in theater.
A little.
Very little. Well, actually, no, it's not. It's pretty extensive. And the One Act Plays, they've been going on here. The festival, I know they try to do on a regular basis. It's time permitting. It's people participating permitting, if that's even a phrase. You have to have the people that want to do it.
People permitting participating. What?
Yeah,
permitting people participation. There we go.
Participation permitting.
Peter
yeah.
Pecked
do we
that's
a whole other show.
A whole other one.
No. So you have to have enough people that want to direct these things and that are qualified. You know,
because this is all student.
This year,
done, correct?
The theater. A technical director of the theater department, Jerry Jablinski, is actually directing one
of
them.
Oh, he is.
But you're right. Okay. Normally, it's not. It's all student done. And he did not throw his hat in the ring for any reason other than, I believe, that he just missed doing it. He loves what he does, and he's very good at it, you know? So we went last year, and of course, the way they separated was they had the comedies on one weekend and then the dramas on the following weekend in a very intimate setting. Last year, it was at Centennial Library. This year, it will be at the Adrie Auditorium, but on the stage, right on the apron. So, whoop. Sorry about that. So actually, it'll still be that intimate setting. And I was impressed. I was like, okay, that sounds like I was surprised, right? But I'm, you know, your things go through your mind. Community college, you know, what you just don't know what to expect. And then when you come away, walking away, it's like, wow. And then we went to the comedies, you know, hard to believe. And they were funny. They were well done. They were well acted. I was just really impressed. So this year, I'm actually taking part in this. I'm the stage manager.
Oh no!
No, it's true. And I'm not the co-director because that you can't. This is what we were taught. When you're directing, you really have to have a director. You have
to
have somebody that is the final say.
Yep.
And of course, that's Jen. It's my wife. She has the final say.
And everything, including life.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that the way marriage is supposed to work?
Anyway, back to this directing. The one-act play, the play that Jen, my wife, chose is called The Faculty Meeting. And from what I understand, we'll actually kick off the festival with that play. It's about 30, 35 minutes. It's a comedy slash farce. And I won't go into any more detail other than I just think it's hysterical.
Acting in it?
No.
Oh,
I wish.
That would have been.
I may have a small walk-on part in one of the other ones if they need me. But no, I'm really going to be. But this is all first. This is new to us.
Right.
Very new. So I'm going to be learning as much as I can. And I don't really think I don't think memorizing lines would fit in, you know, on top of everything else. And I'm already be taking a lot of direction from my own wife. You can see where that would lead. Anyway.
Oh, no. You guys work well together.
We'll see. This will be the test. The second play of, and what they're doing this year, they're not separating any comedies and dramas. They're all in one night since they're very short. The second one is called Vivian, and that's a drama. The third one will be The Actor's Nightmare, which is also a comedy slash farce. I heard people auditioning for it. I thought I was going to die. It was so funny. It was very, very, very funny. An actor is not aware. He wakes up and he's in a play and he doesn't know which one. He doesn't remember auditioning. And it could be any one of three that are going on. It's truly the actor's nightmare, and I love it. The fourth play that we'll play is called, it's actually Augustus, but there's more to the title, and I don't know why I just put Augustus. But it's a comedy of manners. And then the final one is the one Jerry Jablinski is directing. It's called Mountain Language, and that's a very heavy drama. Very short, only about 20 minutes. Harold Pinter, P-I-N-T-E-R, wrote it, and I read the script. It's pretty cool.
So when do these start? When do these open up?
Well, we start today. they're actually June 7th. They're weekend performances, two weekends in a row, June 17th through 19th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 8 o'clock on the Friday and Saturday nights, and then 2 o'clock on Sunday matinee. And then again the following week, the 24th through the 26th, same time. Friday and Saturday night at 8, Sunday at 2. And we'll remind people. I just wanted to kind of plant the seed.
Well, yeah, but you can sit there and plan ahead, though, too.
Not our listeners.
Be like, okay, yeah. Yes, they do. They plan ahead.
I don't know
ahead.
What they're doing tonight.
They plan ahead. And speaking of planning ahead, you know, remember how I was talking about being hungry?
We're always
We're always hungry.
That's a fact.
I know. 5101, the restaurant here on the campus of Henry Ford Community College, has some fantastic international buffets that are going to be coming up here starting Thursday, May 26th. What do we got going on Thursday, May 26th?
Thursday, May 26th is A Taste of the Mediterranean.
Ooh.
And that, join us as we explore the cuisines of Italy, Spain, and Greece. That's actually the only one I've ever attended, and that was awesome. With the grape leaves, obviously the Italian cuisine, it was varied. They had ravioli, and it may change this year, so I don't even want to go into it. We'll get those menus, though, when we can. But that is the first weekend. June 2nd is the second weekend, and it'll be a travel to Europe. And that'll include the cuisines of Hungary, Poland, Russia, Germany, and Romania, among others. So you get a lot of Eastern European stuff there.
Oh, yum.
I'm 100% Polish, so I'm very at home. But that's why I didn't go to that one last year. I went to the one I thought would be a little bit different, which was the Mediterranean. So I will check out this. Thursday, June 9th, the regional Southern American cuisine.
So every Thursday, starting May 26th, just plan on being here.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, because what one's that one? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
That was it doesn't say what it is, but it just said the title is regional Southern American cuisine.
Okay.
So it'll be things from maybe New Orleans. That would make sense, right? Because I don't know if there's a lot of real good Florida food. Well, although I have had gator. Have you had that?
No, I don't want to have gator.
It's
know
chewy
it's,
and yeah.
Yeah.
And then
although this is a good time, these international buffets, if you have been rather unadventurous with your food.
You're right.
This is a great time to come and be able to sample a lot of different varieties, a lot of different flavors. And meanwhile, you're supporting the restaurant here on the campus. And don't think that because it's a college restaurant that it's not going to be any good.
They're getting graded, folks.
Yes, they're getting graded on this. So you want to go somewhere where they have to cross their T's and dot their I's and be up and up on every little thing and flavor.
There you go. No, exactly. Yeah. And if you're like Kristen said, if you're kind of like, well, I normally get the same thing, you know, when I go to McDonald's or whatever. the last one, Thursday, June 16th. Which is the day before our one-act play, A Taste of the World, which, as the name implies, foods from the four corners of the world. The cost for every one of these is only $13. All you can eat, $13, an all-you-can-eat buffet, international buffet. Seating is from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., on, like Kristen said, every Thursday, starting May 26th. Reservations are requested. It's strongly, strongly requested. It gets crazy. And this place does not hold a lot of people.
It fills up. It really does fill up. So if you can call ahead and do reservations, that's fantastic. If you can't, you're thinking about it, or you just decide on the spur of the moment to come in, they will seat you.
Yes.
But there are lines. Lines do happen.
No, it's common. Yes. It's not, especially because remember, there's not a lot going on. They're not open for dinner. These are just lunches one day a week. The restaurant's not open. Only for this, 11 to 1, Thursdays. Reservations actually begin. They'll start accepting them tomorrow, May 11th, and you call 313-206-5101. That's 313-206-5101. Starting tomorrow, they'll accept your reservations. Tell them which day, starting with the 26th through the 16th of June, 26th of May through the 16th of June. And
yeah, just go ahead and call and make the commitment to all of them right now. Just go ahead and reserve them all right now.
I'll be there every Thursday at 11. That sounds like a good day, actually. Sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for letting me participate today on
Campus
Connection. Thank
you for being here. I love it. Lindsay will be back next month for our next show in June. But Kristen, thank you. This was the Campus Connection on WHFR 89.3 FM, the station making waves, WHFR Dearborn.
Thank you.
Day and evening classes for the spring 2011 semester here at Henry Ford Community College start Tuesday, May 10th. Enroll today on campus or online at www.hfcc.edu. That's www.hfcc.edu.
Here's First Lady Michelle Obama and Justin Verlander of the Detroit Tigers for Let's Move.
There are so many fun and easy things we can do to be healthier.
First, set aside an hour a day to get up and play.
Second, play can be anything. Catch, tag, just running around.
Third, eat healthier. It's key to the whole game plan.
Everyone can play. Visit letsmove.gov and get moving.
A message from Let's Move, USDA, the Ad Council, MLB, and the players.
If it's indie rock and pop you're after, tune into One Chord to Another on 89.3 WHFR.FM every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. until midnight. You might just hear your new favorite band. That's One Chord to Another on the station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
that was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
HFCC's bookkeeping certificate is designed to prepare students to work as a bookkeeper in any small to medium-sized business. Students are trained to use a double-entry accounting system to perform basic accounting functions and to use computerized accounting software. Courses in business math applications, written business communication, and office protocol are also part of the program. For more information on HFCC's Certificate of Achievement in Bookkeeping, contact instructor Charles Lacey at 313-845-9657. That's instructor Charles Lacey at 313-845-9657.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Indie rock and pop you're after, tune into One Chord to Another on 89.3 WHFR.FM every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. until midnight. You might just hear your new favorite band. That's One Chord to Another on the station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
Hi, this is Gomike Holloway reminding all of you loyal